Cape Talk.
WhatsApp Pippa now on 072-567-1567.
With me in studio is our Eyewitness News reporter, Lauren Isaacs, who joined this morning's march in Cape Town, the Women's March, under the banner of hashtag Total Shutdown. Just a reminder that the organizers had called on women to take to the streets and also to withdraw themselves from economic activity for the day in protest against our ongoing high rates of femicide and domestic abuse. Lauren, how well supported was the event in Cape Town?
Good afternoon, Papa. Well, earlier I mentioned hundreds of people. It was quite hard to tell. I'd say about 1,000 people attended today's march in Cape Town, all with a very clear message for men: my body, not your crime scene. So heading the pack, Papa, we had elderly women with walking sticks and even one woman in a wheelchair who braved the stretch from Keizersgracht Street to Parliament. Looking across the crowd, Papa, I saw many women crying. Now, I don't know if it was just because they were overwhelmed with the turnout, but to me, it was actually a sign that there are just so many women battling with this issue, with gender-based violence, who are personally struggling with this problem. There were members of the LGBTI community, people representing organizations, victims of abuse themselves. I spoke to Venetia Orgel from Mitchell's Plain. She had thick steel chains and a padlock wrapped around her body, all of her body, saying that this symbolizes women who are trapped in their homes, in relationships, who are being abused and who can't, who are struggling to get out. And she also spoke to us, telling us that how in the 1980s she took the decision to walk out with her 5 kids out of an abusive home. And she now assists women and children who are being abused through her organization, Discover Your Power. I also chatted to Fatima Abrams from Vrygrond, who works with women and children at risk. She attended the march to highlight the plight of children and child abuse, and she was particularly emotional.
It makes me very sad because I work with these kids, and the children are not safe. I myself, I feel helpless. We have a case recently where a 6-year-old little girl, she lives in Lavendale, and her sister came to us because her mother is a drug addict, and one of the gangsters, when the drug addicts went inside of the bathroom, and he actually molested her, and nothing could be done because they fear for their lives. But they come to us for help.
It's so hard to listen to those stories, Lauren, and I bet every second woman marching there today had a story like that.
Extremely. And as I mentioned, you could actually see it on some women's faces who just burst out crying when people started saying how much or how great of a, explaining how great of a need it is for people to stand up, for authorities to stand up, asking the presidency, social development departments, to actually just communities to stand together and actually do something, especially for children who are growing up, who are forced to grow up in houses where abuse is rife. Fatima also mentioned that the community where she's from, Vrygrond, near Lavender Hill, poverty is high. There are lots of homes where people don't work. Parents are unemployed. Moms, parents are using drugs. And the children are just left to fend for themselves, and who also have to then face challenges like abuse by their stepdads or even own dads and other men in the community. So I could see the pain on people's faces while interviewing them, while watching them march. So much passion, so much emotion, and so much hurt. I could clearly see that.
Lauren, there was a somewhat controversial decision that this was a women-only march. It was made clear that men were not invited to participate. I'm interested to know whether that was respected. Did you see any sign of any men trying to join in the march in direct contrast to that plea?
That was definitely respected today, Papa. Yeah. We saw no men. The only men we saw were the cameramen, the media, the reporters who were actually there to cover the march. But I think that joining the march in solidarity, men actually respected women's call today.
Okay. I know it wasn't something that everyone agreed with, but I'm glad to hear that the call was respected at the end of the day. Now, just to wrap up there, the march proceeded to Parliament. A memorandum was handed over with 24 demands, which were symbolic, I know, of the 24 years of democracy. Who came out to receive that memorandum, Lauren? Do you know?
Yes. So at first, we were not quite clear who was going to receive the memorandum of 24 demands. But I just received word that the Sergeant at Arms in Parliament, Regina Mohlomi, received the memorandum and has agreed to stick to. There are a series of deadlines given by the campaign coordinators, total shutdown coordinators, that the deadlines have been given, dates have been made clear, and the memorandum has been accepted.